This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, October 4th. While cattle markets just continued to come under pressure last week, we lost about $2.50 on lives. Feeders down about $4.50. We didn't get any support from a bearish stocks report from corn and soybeans. Markets tried to rally a little bit for feeders, but it didn't last long. And we pushed into a new low for this move on Friday. Now, we've been looking to complete a formation with another push down, and with this breaking into new lows, that would complete the formation. It could extend a little bit deeper, but we were looking for that one more leg down that would kind of round out a five count down, Elliott wave type of formation. And it's a pretty well balanced formation as well. And if that is correct, we would be looking for a kind of a three-legged reversal up, you know, one push up, a correction, then another push up, which could take 2 to 3, maybe even 4 weeks to complete. So I'm looking for a pretty notable rally coming out of this sell-off. And we'll see how that all plays out, but that would be where I would think the market would be going. The cash trade last week was just slightly lower. Looks like the live trade around 123 is down 1 from the previous week, but it's still up 16 from a year ago. Dress trade at 195, down 1 on the week, up 23 from a year ago. Dress weights at 828 pounds, up 3 on the week and down 15 from a year ago. Steer prices at 151, down 3 on the week, but up 11 from a year ago. Rib prices, $555, down $26 on the week, but up $175 over a year ago. 90% trimmings at $277, down $1 on the week, and up $67 from a year ago. Year-to-date, federally inspected slaughters running 3.3% ahead of a year ago. Cow slaughters up 1.5%. Dress weights are down 0.3%. And beef production is up 3.0%. Just to kind of give a year-to-date summary of where the beef market is. Now, the box beef on Friday continued lower. Choice was down 262 at 292. Select was down 448 to 265. The spread was up 186 at 2752. Movement was 114 loads. So we're keeping track of how many days down box beef. It's getting to be quite a long trend here. Of the last 28 days, box beef has been down 26 of those days. Choice has lost $56 from the high of 348 on August 23rd. That is a drop of 16%. And Select has dropped $54 from its high on August 23rd of 319. That is a drop of 17%. So we just continue to erode on the box beef values. The packers taking most of the hit there. Cash prices, yes, have been lower, but they never really rallied in the first place. So the margins are declining rapidly for the packers. We don't feel sorry for them, but they are narrowing up significantly. And they're still in a pretty healthy, profitable position, but not near, you know, the sky-high values that we saw here about a month ago. Nevertheless, it certainly removes incentive for them to increase prices. And, you know, if they start to slow down slaughter to support box beef values, that just backs up cattle in the feedlots. So far, feedlot managers have managed to stay relatively current, but it's been difficult for them to do that. And that's been the challenge. They've really not been able to get any leverage in the market. Slaughter capacity has declined, largely due to the pandemic, whether it's employees not showing up or equipment breakdowns or whatever it is. Slaughter capacity has taken a hit, and that's what's backed up cattle. That's what's kept box beef values high. Once that logjam breaks, then I think it's a matter of, it turns a tide. And we've talked about this last week, was we are seeing some slaughter plants being built. They're not massive ones, but even regional plants will help take some of the pressure off the feedlots, and it changes the dynamics for the packers as well. They're going to have to compete now for cattle once those plants come online, and I don't know when that'll be, but they're in the process of being built. So We look for a much different market scenario quite a ways down the road. We still have to work through the herd liquidation phase. We need to see grass next spring. We need to see a hay crop next summer in order for producers to be able to retain heifers and start that rebuilding process and removing some of the calves that would be going into the feedlots. All of that is coming. It's just a matter of timing. And Mother Nature, I think, will be pretty much the determining factor of when that happens. So we're keeping an eye on that. But thankfully, the Southern Plains and for the large part, the Central Plains have had good grazing conditions this past year. They took in a lot of the cattle from the Northern Plains that had to come off pasture. Now those cattle are coming into the feedlots. They're heavier weights because they grazed well. There was plenty to eat. So we're going to see a large frame animal coming into the feedlots and putting on a lot of weight. So I would expect to see big beef production continue to be the case at least through the end of the year, if not into early next year. Once we get past this wave of placements, because again, these are heavier weight placements coming in. We saw that with the cattle on feed report from the placements from August, and we'll likely see that again in September. Once we get past those placements and when those cattle finish, then we're looking at a drop in numbers available to the feedlots for one thing, and that's not going to change. It's not going to improve for several years. So we're looking at a bull market coming around the corner at some point, but it's not happening in the near term. And so we just have to keep that in mind that we should have a correction over these next few weeks, but I would expect that you'll probably have yet another pretty significant leg down in lives and feeders as you work your way through the winter. And then we probably will carve out our low, but it's going to take some time for that to evolve. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.